From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote today on the nomination of Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court. His approval is expected. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It's likely to be a party line vote. All 10 of the Republican members of the panel say they support Alito, and none of the 8 Democrats on the committee have said they do. President Bush said yesterday he expects Alito to be approved. In an appearance in Kansas, Mr. Bush praised the man he nominated to succeed Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
He is a very, very smart, capable man. When you talk to Sam Alito, you think smart, judge.
The full Senate is expected to begin debating Alito on Wednesday. GOP leaders want a final vote by the president's State of the Union address next week. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.
According to a Swiss investigator, there is evidence that the United States has outsourced torture to other countries. He says it is likely that European governments knew about it. The investigator, Dick Marty, is in charge of a probe into alleged CIA secret prisons in Europe. The report is being presented to the Council of Europe, a human rights watchdog group. The report says more than 100 terror suspects may have been transferred to countries where they faced torture or ill treatment in recent years. The report says, however, that there is no formal, indisputable evidence of such prisons anywhere in Europe. New York-based Human Rights Watch says Romania and Poland are possible sites of secret U.S.-run detention facilities. Reacting quickly to 2 deadly incidents in the last 3 weeks, the West Virginia legislature passed a law requiring rapid reporting of mine accidents. Dan Hyman with West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
After the Sago mine explosion and the fire at the Alma 1 mine, the coal companies took more than 2 hours to get in touch with federal mine safety officials. The new law connects mine rescue efforts to local 24-hour emergency services. It also requires mine operators to call within 15 minutes of an emergency or face a fine of up to $100,000. Governor Joe Manchin says the new law, passed through the legislature in a single day, should be a national model.
I only hope that Congress can work in the same manner that this body has worked, nonpartisan, unbiased way.
The law also addresses underground communications and additional emergency oxygen supplies. For NPR News, I'm Dan Hyman in Charleston, West Virginia.
Saddam Hussein's trial has been delayed until Sunday. It was supposed to resume today. The delay was the latest sign of disarray in the trial of the ousted Iraqi leader and his former regime officials. It came a day after one member of the 5-judge panel was removed and a new chief justice was appointed. A court official says the hearing was postponed because some of the witnesses due to appear today had been unable to attend. This is NPR News. In opening arguments in Atlanta yesterday, government prosecutors alleged that former Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell betrayed the public trust by stealing $165,000 in cash and other items of value and receiving more than $100,000 in illegal campaign contributions when he was mayor of the city. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Prosecutors admitted that unmasking the former mayor's conduct would be difficult, but in an easy tone, defense attorney Billy Martin told Campbell to stand in front of the jury. They shook hands. Then he told jurors the mayor has been waiting for this opportunity to present his side of the story. Defense attorneys talked about Campbell's life of public service. They reminded the 7 blacks and 5 whites that Campbell was spit at and beaten in Raleigh, North Carolina, as the first student to desegregate the public schools when he was 7 years old. But the defense also argued that the witnesses the government will bring are tainted. Many received reduced sentences for their testimony. Attorney Martin said when they got caught, they said, "I'm a small fish. I can give you the mayor." But he said Bill Campbell is not guilty of these nasty lies. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Deputy Secretary of State Robert Zoellick is in Beijing, where he began talks today with senior Chinese officials. The nuclear standoffs with Iran and North Korea are high on the agenda. The two sides also are expected to discuss bilateral relations and preparations for a strategic dialogue later this year. China is the host of 6-party talks aimed at ending North Korea's nuclear weapons ambitions. Zoellick's visit to Beijing follows a recent visit by North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.